Thank you, Damien, and good evening, everyone. A Merry Christmas to you all. Although we start off with some not-so-merry news, sheriff's deputies arrested a man last night who had attempted to light himself on fire while standing on top of the ShopSmart grocery store in Redway. Witnesses report that the man, identified as 43-year-old Richard Guerra of Whitehorn, had thrown chunks of concrete off the rooftop, and when deputies arrived on scene, he poured gasoline over himself and down a wall of the store, threatening to burn the place down. Firefighters stood ready with hoses while deputies and CHP officers climbed to the roof using a fire department ladder. Guerra then went after the officers, hitting one deputy in the face and chest with a plastic container filled with gasoline. Guerra then hung off the edge of the roof about 30 feet up before officers were able to haul him back onto the rooftop and take him into custody. Guerra was booked after being cleared at a local hospital and faces several felony charges. Local law enforcement agencies, in conjunction with the California Highway Patrol, have focused on impaired drivers over the winter holidays, and as of Friday night, 31 drivers had been arrested on suspicion of DUI in the county. The CHP will maintain its maximum enforcement period through the new year, and multi-agency DUI checkpoints will be manned as well. The Eureka Police Department canceled its scheduled checkpoint on Saturday night due to heavy rain, but officers still managed to arrest four drivers on various offenses, although none of those were for suspicion of driving under the influence. In Mendocino County, Route 162 is now open to one-way controlled traffic after a slide occurred on Friday morning. Caltrans said a semi-truck traveling eastbound when the roadway surface gave way and slid downhill. The truck driver was uninjured and able to guide his vehicle across the crevice. The portion of roadway that slid away is approximately 25 feet wide by 20 feet deep, and the roadway, while open, is not open to oversized or overweight vehicles. Late Friday night, a two-vehicle head-on collision occurred on U.S. 101. Brookings, Oregon resident, a 32-year-old Coulter Mann, was traveling northbound at 55 miles per hour when the other vehicle, whose driver's name has not yet been released, was traveling southbound. Mann's vehicle, for some reason, went into the southbound lane, according to the CHP, and collided head-on with the second vehicle, a 2005 Ford Focus. The impact resulted in the death of the unidentified driver and major injuries for Mann. The second driver was pronounced dead at the scene. Alcohol and/or drug use is suspected in the collision, and the investigation continues. And NORAD continues a Christmas tradition that began as a mistake in 1955 when a Christmas promotion gave out the number to NORAD headquarters, and staffers there began receiving calls about Santa Claus from callers who thought they had reached the North Pole. Each year, NORAD tracks Santa's trek across the globe and answers phone calls, asking for details on his trip and where Santa is currently located. You can also follow Santa's path online at noradsanta.org. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
Remember your first job? Chances are it was with a store right in your own neighborhood. Now it's your kids hunting for their first job, and no doubt they too will apply for a job close to home. It's great to have local businesses who are willing and able to hire our kids. So next time you go shopping, please invest in your own future and put your dollars to work here at home.
Hi, I'm Mark Diaz from Northwood Hyundai, your hometown Hyundai dealer offering Hyundai cars. Hyundai Car of the Year for two of the last 3 years. I stand behind Hyundai, and we buy local.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. The Weather Service has forecasted heavy rain for tomorrow, and that means being prepared. Anthony Mantova has more.
For today's Our Community, we continue with disaster preparedness. Humboldt Bay Fire would like to give the public tips for preparedness in light of the approaching winter storms. The single most important item to consider is being prepared. It's a good idea to have a plan. Be prepared for a storm by obtaining items such as batteries, flashlights, and a weather radio ahead of the storm's arrival. And if you have to use a generator, use it outdoors. Stay informed of changing weather conditions by listening to this station. Only go out in the weather if you must. When driving in inclement weather, slow down. Allow for the additional time to get to your destination. Be aware of standing water on the roadways, which may cause vehicles to hydroplane. Use your headlights during wet weather. Look out for debris on the roadways, such as rocks, trees, and limbs. High winds may make operation of vehicles difficult, and watch out for those downed power lines. Do not attempt to approach a downed power line. Notify your local emergency services if you have located a line. Practice extra caution, and it will help lead to a safer community.
And that's the news on this Christmas Eve. A Merry Christmas to you all. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.